I got involved with the Iditarod a couple years ago when I was working on the train. That's when I first learned about the Iditarod. And then through working at Regal, I got to know Mark Nordman. And so this is my first full year that I'm going to really be involved and see what's happening. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because I really just wanted to see the inner workings. It's such a huge race, and so many people don't see what goes on behind the background. I like to be involved, and I like the dogs and getting to know everybody.
My father-in-law told me about a meeting.
My most memorable Iditarod experience would have been last year, watching the start of the race in Anchorage. I got to go have a good time and see all of the mushers as they ran through before the race kicked off in Willow.
Food,
one thing I know
food,
for sure in life is that life is a journey
with
meant
the restart,
to
which
be
at that time
happy
was in
with,
Wasilla,
and happiness is
counted.
What makes the journey
so
worth
the
it.
Position they
so
finished
have
in
fun,
Eagle
you
River
enjoy, and your
is
happiness
how they
bounds.
Restarted in Wasilla, and it all was on the same day. I'm here today again because I love the Iditarod. I'm still fortunate enough to go out on the trail. I've been to many checkpoints, but I always like to help in Anchorage. I do come to... Nowadays, mainly just the musher food drop, although they now, I don't have to hoist those 50-pound bags. I collect money and paperwork. One of my best experiences with the Iditarod has been the chance to see the Northern Lights, and I think the most beautiful Northern Lights I ever saw were at the Ruby checkpoint in the middle of the night. And they were dancing in many colors. It was bitter cold, but we were up all, and that's bad. Anyway, it was very nice. Sorry. Every day is a good day, and as long as we're above ground, that's wonderful and can't be better.